This is GIS News. Coming up, major roadways identified for improvement under MIDP, JDF to construct storage facility at the Government Forensic Laboratory, and 24 students recognized for academic achievement. The news in detail after this message.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security invites you to the Workers' Week Symposium, Wednesday, May 21, under the theme Flexi Work for Labour Market Reform and Sustainable Development, starting at 6 p.m. at Emancipation Park, featuring presentations from ministry officials, representatives from trade unions, church and employer groups. Come out to Emancipation Park May 21 at 6 p.m. and share your views on flexi work arrangements.
Now the news. The Nelson Mandela Highway, Hagley Park Road, and Marcus Garvey Drive have been identified for improvement under the Major Infrastructure Development Program. Transport Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says the program will be implemented over a three-year period and should address the urgent need to increase safety on the roadways. Dr. Davies says under the MIDP, a number of important corridors will be improved through widening, rehabilitation, and realignment where necessary. He was making his presentation in the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The MIDP, being jointly funded by the government and China Exim Bank, is scheduled for completion in March 2016. The Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, is to design and construct a secure storage facility at the Government Forensic Laboratory in St. Andrew, as outlined in a ministry paper tabled by Minister of National Security Peter Bunting in the House of Representatives May 13. The project is estimated to cost $170 million if undertaken by private contractors, compared to $92 million if carried out by the JDF. The project, to be jointly funded by the government and the European Union, will include the construction of a single-story concrete reinforced facility with 10 secure storerooms. The over 6,500-square-foot facility is being designed to alleviate the chronic storage problem facing the lab. The Ministry of National Security has started the procurement of the construction material, equipment, and other goods and services for the project. The National Child Month Committee, NCMC, has recognized 24 students from 22 non-traditional high schools for outstanding academic achievement. The students were recognized at the NCMC's inaugural Youth Academic Achievement Award ceremony. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna has lauded the NCMC for conceptualizing the initiative. Minister Hanna's message was delivered by Director of Children and Family Programs at the Child Development Agency, CDA, Audrey Budai.
Education remains a great equalizer in our society, giving our children the chance to achieve social mobility and attaining their highest potential. This award is of particular significance because it recognizes and applauds children from non-traditional high schools who have attained five or more subjects in CSEC exams.
The Youth Academic Achievement Award ceremony is part of activities to mark Child Month. Child Month is being observed in May under the theme, Parents Take Responsibility, Break the Cycle. And Chief Executive Officer CEO of the Petrocaribe Fund, Dr. Wesley Hughes, says he will be seeking further support for a project financed by the fund, which saw students receiving free educational tours of the Hope Zoo. Speaking at a closing ceremony for the $19.4 million initiative earlier this week, Dr. Hughes said the project was perfectly aligned to the ideals of the Petrocaribe Development Fund.
But this is one project. It has great benefits for learning and for civilizing the population in terms of treating the environment and treating animals and treating each other. So it has great social value. And therefore, we saw it as something worthy of funding.
The initiative was jointly implemented by the Ministry of Education, Jamaica Social Investment Fund, and Hope Zoo Preservation Foundation, with financing from the Petrocaribe Development Fund. Approximately 10,000 students benefited under the initiative, which was aimed at improving their learning patterns through exposure to non-traditional teaching methods. The initiative targeted children aged 3 to 17 years who were enrolled in public early childhood institutions, primary schools, and high schools, as well as youngsters with special needs and wards of the state. The students were allowed to visit the zoo free of cost from Mondays to Thursdays. That was the GIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.